Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my producer, Mr. Sam McIntosh, today, and he is on the road somewhere. What's up, Sam?
What's going on? I'm from Oregon.
Nice. Dude, it's so weird talking to someone without seeing them on the screen. I'm not used to it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If I can't look at your ugly mug, I don't even know what to do.
This is the third episode, I think, in a row where we're not interviewing someone. Now, we did play some music.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we try to set them up. They don't always happen the way they're supposed to. We also get busy. We have day jobs. You're working. You got a new job as the masturbator over at the lake. So, it's a great job. Scares a lot of kids, though, unfortunately. The thing is, nothing works out ever. So, you know, sometimes we have to go. It's just got to be us that'll hop on here. And, you know, thank God we have that Rodecaster Pro where we can, you know, go Bluetooth if I'm in a bad Wi-Fi area. Because we really did try to have the Wi-Fi going on to do the video interview so we can use the Shure microphones and all of our wonderful technology you have, but unfortunately this is what we got and it worked out just fine.
You know, this is the coolest thing though. I mean, literally this Rodecaster has changed and upped our podcasting. I mean, you could do all kinds of things with it, like with music and different soundboards and doing stuff like this where we can Bluetooth people in. My only concern is that my phone rings. Luckily, no one likes me enough to call me these days. So hopefully it doesn't ring.
Yeah, no one's going to call you. At least we hope so.
We hope so anyways. So what do we have on the agenda for today's episode, Sam?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this week's big news in music. And let's talk about the Capitol Records signing the first AI artist, rap artist. And what does that really mean for the music industry? What does that mean for us as consumers who digest music? Those kind of things. So this past week there was an announcement about an artist by the name of FN Mika. I think that's how you say his name. I don't really know because I don't follow this stuff a lot like I should. Signing to Capitol Records. He is currently on I think another like a umbrella record label kind. He ended up signing, just to give you a background of this AI artist. This AI artist is, so all the music is created through an AI program that picks out a lot of the popularity of music, like, the certain rhythms and tones and all these kind of things. So he released a song, they dropped this first song with them. They dropped the first song with them. What was it called? Florida Water. I think that's the first song that they dropped. And I actually listened to it, and it's not that bad. If you like rap, hip hop, you know, that kind of mumble rap kind of thing, this is it. It's right along the right. Now, he had two other independent singles, Moonwalking and Speed Demon and The Internet. So, now, this rapper has tons, billions of views and over 10 million followers on TikTok. So this is the new TikTok trend of artists. As you know, we have Gayle, the FU song, or the ABCD FU, I guess. Yeah, that's one of Sebastian's favorites, so don't forget that. And then they just dropped this new song with Capitol Records called Florida Waters, featuring Gunna and Fortnite streamer Clix, if that's how I'm saying. It was produced by Turbo and DJ Holly. I don't know who those people are by any means, but let's talk about. So this picks out all the program picks out all the music, and then there's someone that actually lends the vocals. We don't know who this person is, so we don't know if it's an actual singer, or maybe they're collaborating with somebody that's not a known name or something like that. But the cool, I'll go over the cool part as I see it. We'll put it that way. Remember, this is just my interpretation. Doesn't mean a darn thing at the end of the day. But the cool thing is that we have programs out there that can make a beat, that can make a song by using artificial intelligence.
I don't think that's cool. Yes, it's cool in its own respect, but it takes away from real talent. Like, if you can program, if I'm getting this right, there's someone sitting there creating a program to pick out the popular sounds and popular beats to get a song to, you know, be on the main waves, right? What does that do to musicians? That takes away actual raw talent, to where if we're going to keep on doing this, will it not just take away from actual musicianship and just everyone's going to start creating their own programs to write music?
Okay. So let me tell you how I kind of view this. At first, I went through like a series of emotions, right? I was fucking pissed, right? That's my first initial response. I'm pissed because I'm with you. It takes away from the human element of music and creation of music and the art of music and all this kind of stuff. But let's take a look what has happened in the last, let's say, 20 years. Music is not where it used to be 20 years ago, early 2000s, you know, when you and I were jumping around and heading out to the emo concerts and you know, being in the push pits and hanging out with our friends and all these kind of things. And then I stopped and said, wait, from a business standpoint, this is absolutely amazing. You and I both know this. We're talking about record label, one thing. Streaming. Music artists don't make money from record sales anymore. They make their money from streaming, and they make their money from touring and merchandise.
Right.
So, from a marketing standpoint and a business standpoint, this is absolutely amazing, because that artist is never going to tour. So the record label is going to make all the money. They're going to make all the profit off of, you know, whatever advances they give or whatever money they put into that. And if this FK Mika has, you know, billions of people, you know, streaming on TikTok. Now, I did went to the Spotify, and I think we looked at about roughly right around 500,000, 500,000 followers. I didn't look at the how many downloads, because I couldn't see from the app that we had. But imagine if this person is getting millions of downloads each week.
Well, so, okay.
You know, one.
Yeah, somebody has to be getting paid for this, though. I mean, so because somebody's still creating the AI technology to create the music, so the record label has to pay someone, and maybe they're not going to tour, but I would assume that they did tour and just DJ'd their own music.
Now, from quoting from Hip Hop DX, a website, it says major labels have been investing in AI talent for a few years now. Warner Records recently struck a deal with K-pop SM Entertainment Metaverse girl group called girl group Epiza, I think that, or Espa, which is comprised of four human members and four virtual members. So this is kind of the trend where it's going, that record labels are trying to gain back profits in a way that they don't have to deal with talent anymore, like true talent. You know, good example is, how many times have we seen the train wreck that it is that we call an artist? Say artists get signed, they get an advance, they spend advance on cocaine and hookers, and then they're locked up. Now they can't make the tour. Now record sales goes down. People stop listening to the artist. And all that money that the record label invested into that artist to push them out there, the artist and their own personal problems, you know, train wrecks it all. You're not going to have this on these virtual metaverse artists.
But it takes away from the reality and the fun of going to a concert and seeing someone live. I mean, do record labels, do they make money on tours at all, or is that just for the band?
No.
That's just for
the band. That's pretty much for the band. Okay. And maybe like if it's Live Nation and they buy a contract, they do $1 million per show or something like that, then they, you know, that's how they make their money. But it's pretty much the artists make their money from touring.
Do you think that this whole virtual thing is going to just collapse the music industry as like as artists?
Not now,
but not maybe not in our lifetimes, but maybe in the next 100 years in our grandchildren's lifetimes.
Okay, so I will tell you this. Remember, everything, if you don't pay attention, it'll go away. Let's take Island Boys, for example. Where are they now?
Yeah.
All right? When the Island Boys, Island Boys came on, well, you got their manager out there saying they're broke. They're broke. So, why are they broke? Because people saw through the bull crap that was the Island Boys. There was no talent there. So I'm hoping that people will not participate in this and will not necessarily download. You know, there's going to be a big influx right now, even as us talking about it. Well, you'll see a big influx of people wanting to check it out, just like I did. Like, what is this and why? This is crazy. But I don't see myself participating in listening to the music, streaming the music.
Because we're old, Sam. Like, if we were younger,
The
younger generation, because they're not even going to care. They're going to like the music, not even want to be musicians anymore. And I want to go back to the Island Boys real quick. And I want to say I want to say this. Yeah, people did see through all their bullshit, right? But it wasn't only that. You watch some of the interviews they did, and you see them on TikTok live. I used to watch some of their TikTok lives, and they were literally complete dickheads to everybody. So not only are you not talented, you're also rude and arrogant and think you're better than everyone. So then no one's going to like you anymore because your music's not good and you're not fun to talk to because all you're doing is pissing everybody off.
Yeah, and you're right. And at the end of the day, you know, we all say don't ever meet your idols. As we know, because then you'll probably be really disappointed.
It happens.
So, you know, it's one of those things where I hope people don't participate in it. It's a great. Now, here's my, my conspiracy theory to this whole thing. This is obviously created by a marketing agency group that created this, just much like they created a bunch of things in life from everything that we have at pop culture. Remember Max Headroom, you know, from the 80s? Remember he was on TV? Max Headroom was that blonde-haired guy with, like, almost like a crew cut. And he's like, and it was an animated thing on the TV.
If I saw him, maybe I would recognize it, but I don't.
He was very very related with Pepsi and stuff like that. But Max Headroom was created by a marketing agency, and I think that's what's creating this right here. I don't think people are going long-term-wise are going to invest in it. It's going to be a very short-lived, maybe in the next five, 10 years.
I don't know, I don't think so.
However, let's go back to just the idea of, here's the thing. Record labels are finding their ways to try to gain the new artists and to gain the new hype and to gain, you know, their new thing on music in general. You know, we have, like I said, you have true artists like Gayle, who just came out. She actually just released a new song. So she's honestly doing what she's supposed to do and taking that TikTok fame and actually making it into a career that actually helped her. And then we have something like this and it's been there for a while. It's kind of like if you mix the virtual world with NFTs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And whoever's doing the computer generation stuff, they're putting it with live stuff too. So you don't, at first you're like, is that a person in a suit or is that but it's actually all computer generated.
This reminds me more of Walmart. When you go to Walmart and there's like three open lanes and everything else is self-checkout. So if for some reason. Now, look, here's a cool side to it that I think could be neat if utilized in this way. If you are using AI, but are still able to have a live show, let's say you do it in rock music, right? You have some AI writing some cool rock stuff, but then you have a real guitar player, a real singer, a real drummer, and you mix that AI music with all of it. That could be kind of neat because then you can still have a live show and do some really cool things.
Well, I can tell you there are a lot of producers out there that do use AI to create a skeleton song and then the actual artist and then probably sell it to an artist. And I mean, think about it. Hip hop's always done that.
Right.
You've always bought beats from producers.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference of how they created it? Was it the producer or did he use an AI program? So it's no different than that. I will tell you that I don't think, again, people are going to long-term wise buy into this because you're going to spend so much money on trying to get that virtual artist out there outside of the meta universe. Now, obviously, we can probably definitely agree that they're going to show up on the Facebook metaverse. They're going to show up on obviously Fortnite or any kind of metaverse that's out there to give a, you know, that kind of a concert, but you're never going to see them live. You're never going to see them live in the flesh and in person. So back to your response of, you know, taking away from the artist or the creative side of the human element. All I can tell you is this, we've been killing it and shooting ourselves in the foot for the last, I'm going to say since the 70s. Maybe 80s. We'll say 80s, okay? For the sake of argument.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Long Shots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Long Shots off-track betting. Go to BetfredSports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've been killing ourselves since the 80s, trying to find new ways to reach new artists, create new music, stuff like that. And then on top of all that, we're dealing with people and people problems. And I think what's happening is people are tired of let's take pop punk.
Well, people are getting let down, and
yeah,
and because
let's take pop punk.
Okay,
how many times did we back in the early let's say 2010s did we have to hear about some pop punk band, you know, messing around with underage girls? How many times do we have to hear the tragic death of some hip-hop artist that ended up taking too much drugs and overdose.
What was that lady's name? Oh, my God. The one that, no, mama, something about a mama said go to rehab, and I said whatever that lady's name is. You know,
hold on. Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. She's probably a perfect example where the record labels probably put a bunch of money into her, and then she passed away young, you know?
100%. So, artists, I can tell you this. If you want to get in the game of creating music, now remember, music's supposed to be an art. And somehow along the way, we've forgotten about that. That's why we can sit here and have a debate on what we think is good, what we think is bad, those kind of things. At the end of the day, it's all interpretive, just like a painting. You know, someone created it, other people interpret it, other people will either like it or don't like it. God knows you hate a lot of other music, Sebastian. Like, but you also open up your ears. So, you know, at the end of the day, this is just a new TikTok trend. It's very creative. I'll applaud the marketing company, whoever is behind this, because it hasn't released. I can't find any information. I can tell you it's probably an Asian Tokyo market type of marketing agency, because a lot of things seem to be very Japanese. So,
isn't K-pop?
Well, I mean, let's take a look at K-pop. I was just having this discussion today about K-pop. K-pop is kind of derived from the anime scene and that whole thing. So, you know, we create these things, and there's obviously going to be a market for somebody. And like I said, go listen to the people listen to the song Florida Water. It's actually not that bad. If you like mumble rap, hip hop, stuff like that, I'm not a big fan of it because he's using a lot of slang that I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. So, I'm listening to country rock and pop music. That's what I'm listening to. So
come on, Sam, get with the times, brother.
I know. I'm trying to. But I'll listen to Post Malone all day long. So,
but he sounds like Post Malone. I like a lot of his music.
Which reminds me, that leads me into another thing. Post Malone this August 22nd, I think it was. No, that's tomorrow. Anyways, he just released his much anticipated documentary Runaway. We had the pleasure of watching it last night. It was pretty good. Not as good as MGK's. Well, I will give it that. I thought MGK's was way more better put together, but this is from his 2019 Runaway tour that he had. Gave you some insight on him. The coolest thing that I took away is how normal this guy is. How normal. Everyone's in the green room partying up. The celebrities in there partying up. He's over there in the corner with the drummer playing guitar on the ground barefooted. I mean, that's awesome. What I'm telling you. Yeah, you cannot help but not love this guy. So,
is MGK just on a? I'm just curious, and you know more than I do. You pay more attention to that side of the scene, and a lot.
No, he's not gay, and he will not date you.
No, all I'm saying is, do people actually know? Like when they go to his concerts, people actually know his music, or is it just like a big push for him? Because I don't know. I don't think I know one of his songs.
No, you do too know. You heard a lot of his hit songs.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Like the pop punk stuff
that he's released with, like Youngblood and Mod Sun and Avril Lavigne and all these kinds. You've listened to so. Yes. Banging your head to it? No.
No, but maybe if I heard one, I'd be like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, because I hear a lot of stuff I don't know. But I also tend to mostly just listen to Octane and...
That's the history of Sebastian. I mean, and if until you listen to more songs and you branch out, that's the only way it's going to happen. That's the only way it's going to... And that goes for all of us that listen to music. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're saying, think about it just for a second. If you really want to expand your mind and you really want to find new music, keep an open mind, and listen to other genres of music. And I promise you, you will find something new that you're like, oh, I like this. I can do this. I can listen to this. Sebastian was very, very tunnel vision when I met him. But if you bring him a song and let him listen to it, and then play it like two or three more times, give him a couple beers, he'll like it.
Okay, hold on. Here's the thing. I would say last 15 years or so, there's been a lot of country songs that I've liked.
You know what that is, Sebastian? I hate to tell you, but that's just getting old, buddy. That's what it is.
I can relate.
When you get old, you end up turning into a Republican conservative, and you end up listening to country music because you realize I got a 401k, I need to protect that, and I got a family to protect. Then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're listening. But no, country is actually a easy listening to music that you can get behind the lyrics and have a good time with. Supposedly.
Well, you can listen to it around your kids for the most part. There's some country songs that are meant to be rebel type country music, but for the most part, a lot of it's about families and things like that. So I don't know if it's because I've lived in Oklahoma for the last 16 years. And maybe that's why, but country's
maybe growing. That's it.
Country's growing.
That's it. You're not a California kid.
I mean, hip hop songs, I've always liked a little bit, but one of my favorite genres is like that Louisiana swampy kind of rockabilly, a little bit of country in there. I've always really liked that genre.
Yeah. I love rockabilly from Reverend Horton Heat to, the mainstream stuff that came on. All right. Real quick, let's transition over to new releases. That's what I wanted to talk about.
All right.
So this week Friday, we had I Prevail release their new album, I can't remember the new album. But they released their new album. I recommend people going to check it out. I can't remember the name. I have no idea. Demi Lovato just released it for you pop people. All right. I Prevail, True Power is the name of the album. So go check that out. Those guys put out a pretty solid album. Of course, we had Mod Sun earlier in the month release their album, as well as all that. Let me look at my list. Let's see. of course, now that I don't have it keyed up because we're talking too much lot of new music. Yeah, that's right, on AI. So there's been a lot of new music that is being released this month. Go check it out. If you're in the country, T-Bone Burnett, he's like almost a god when it comes to country music. He released the Invisible Life. I'm trying to think of some of our friends who released. Pale Waves just released Unwanted. They're on the Dirty Hit record label. Go check those guys out. They're from the UK. Firefinger Death Punch, Afterlife, off of Better Noise. Of course, why are these all Warner? All right, Panic at the Disco. Don't forget, Panic at the Disco released Viva Las Vengeance. No, I will tell you, I am not a fan of this album. Sorry.
I haven't heard it yet. I got to go check it out.
It's not good. Silver Sun Pickups released Physical Thrills off a New Machines recording. And let's see.
What is up with all these bands from like the early 2000s coming out with music still? I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's awesome. I don't know if they're getting new fans while they're doing it. And I'm sure they are getting some. But I think it's fantastic, like Silver Sun Pickups,
cool. Yeah, I just saw that they released it the 19th, and so so now I gotta go real quick and try to find this album to try to listen to it. Also, too, for the rap hip heads, Black Bear just released In Loving Memory starting next week, so go check that out. And let's see, I'm trying to think of what our fans would like. What are you pointing out here? Red Hot Chili Peppers,
Tip
of My Tongue. Yeah. I don't know. Is that the album or is that, I think that's just a song that was released. So yeah, go check it out. There's new music, guys. And like I said, if you want to find new music, go look for it. Keep an open mind. Don't be like Sebastian over here hating. I mean, I did post, this is the end of human music. And we killed it when it came to, FN Mika. But at the same time, we can't stop the way things are going to be, the way trends are going to be. So,
you really can't.
You can't. The thing is to either support it or don't support it. I recommend people not supporting it due to the fact is it does take away from the human element of creating, but there are so much competition out there. I mean, what is it going to hurt? So, that it kills off and then people get tired of AI creating all the music. I don't know. I really don't have an answer.
You never know the way. People always think trends are going to go away, but and something like this, I don't think it will, because, people thought that when CDs first came out, that was a trend. And then it's going to go back to cassette tapes, because cassette tapes, I think, were around maybe for 8 tracks, and 8 tracks tried to step in. And cassette tapes are still a thing. CDs came out, like, no, it's going to go. And then when people started streaming music, and was like, no, it's going to go back to CDs. And obviously streaming has just taken over everyone's lives as far as not only music, but TV and how we watch TV. And it was COVID even made it bigger. But I just don't.
I just asked Sebastian about monkeypox and he knew nothing about it.
Never heard of it. I don't watch TV.
Never heard of it.
Really? I mean,
you don't watch TV.
I watch The Flash on Netflix.
The Flash. That's it. the Flash and probably stuff that we can't mention
you know what? I will say we're actually almost about to end the show here. I do want to say that tonight, it's Sunday night right now, and it's the House of Dragons, the new Game of Thrones.
That's not right.
On HBO, so I'm gonna go watch it here in about just a couple minutes. That's all the time we got, Sam.
Yeah. No, we do need to talk about what's gonna happen next month in the month of October.
Well, let's do that.
Next month we're coming to town to celebrate Sebastian's, you know, lordy, look who's 40 birthday. So where are we heading to? We are heading to
Mickey Mantle Steakhouse and then a dueling piano bar.
That's right. Something Murphy's. So if you guys are in town and you guys want to come by and say hi, if you want to send him some hate mail, go ahead. It's theloudspot@gmail.com. you know, his birthday is the 9th or the 8th.
The 8th.
But we're celebrating on the 10th. So, guys, his birthday is coming up. Make sure you guys give him all your love and support because he has low self-esteem and he needs it all. So, and then the month of October, we have the honor of hanging out with the We Are Hungry Festival, yep, which we've known for a long time. When we were hungry. That's right. Or pancakes in the pit.
That's right.
Hashtag pancakes.
Hashtag.
That's right. William and the band Modern Day Escape and their team have been gracious to allow us to come out to Las Vegas and broadcast. So we're going to probably do about two live broadcasts right before gates open, probably midday through the gates. And then we're going to have tons and tons of interviews and content that will be released in the following week. So guys, check out for that. We got, of course, great interviews this week coming up. We're kind of putting them as we go along. And then, of course, we'll take our break probably somewhere in December and come back. Look for a new studio background. So in September, when I come out there, I'm going to revamp Sebastian's background there because I'm tired of looking at that Memphis photo. So, yeah, that's right.
So I'm excited about it.
Of course you are. Of course you are, because you get a whole new room. You're like, yes, you're like a female that gets a remodeled house and did nothing for it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, at least give me a reach around or something. Jesus Christ.
That's fine. I can do that.
All right. That's right. All right. So, guys, we appreciate your love and support that we had so far. What were we, 2 years and counting?
My 2 year anniversary was August 14th.
August 14th. So just about
2 years and 1 week. So,
yeah, so as long as Sebastian's still willing to talk and still willing to interview people, we're going to keep this thing up because it, at the end, even though Sebastian does have a new job and it has taken away from him as far as his scheduling, he still can do this and he still loves to do it. So, yep, you know, if you guys do have artist managers, stuff like that, or maybe give us a tip. If you have a tip about someone we should interview, please email us theloudspot@gmail.com.
Or if you have a topic you want us to discuss on here, we'd be glad to do that as well.
That's right. Sebastian is not stuck to just music. We've opened up the gates as much as possible, and I'm sure we're going to have some weird ones coming down the road that I wanted to pitch to Sebastian. So, guys, we appreciate it again. We really do. And go check out new music and go check out this new AI artist and see if that's something that you're going to get support or not support.
Don't
support it.
All right.
Don't support it.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't support that, man. Come on.
Don't support
real musicians. But hey,
real musicians with real problems.
But that's what we do. That's what we do. We interview a lot of bands and we support not only, you know, bigger celebrities, but also local musicians as well as bigger musicians. So if you like our episode, please make sure to check us out on all podcasting platforms. And also, don't forget to download our app. That's all the time we got today. Sam, always fun talking with you, and I'll see you here in a couple weeks. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again? Yes. Does anything
everything that's good really has to end. A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.